looking for different cultures. Say, for example, if there were kids from with a German background, do you have any name for those kids?
Foreigners.
Foreigners are. What about Jewish kids? Do you have any particular name?
Jews or Negroes.
Any other? How about different religions? Did you ever have any names for different religious groups?
No, I don't believe so. We didn't have most of our people around here were either Presbyterian, Baptist, or Methodist. So we didn't have any Catholic when I was going to school.
Mm-hmm.
Mormons, anything like that, like there are now. There's
what political groups did you?
Well, most of Democrats and Republicans.
All right. We were talking a minute ago about the people that used to live down on 14th Street.
Mm-hmm.
What did you call those?
Hippies.
Uh-huh. What does hippie mean to you?
Well, he's long haired and slouchy clothed and doesn't look like he takes a bath over once a month, or if then, and all that kind of stuff.
All right.
And just look like he doesn't care about whether he, how he looks or nothing else.
What do you call a person who who's the same sex that you are, but that you're very fond of, you consider you would be very close to this man? What would you call him?
Pal.
All right. And how about someone that, say, when you were a kid, you were almost as close to as you were, say, your father or your mother? What would you call that?
Buddy.
Buddy. And what did you call the kids that were your same age at school? My, what?
Friends.
Designate their ages. For example, when you were a teenager, what would you call your
teenager?
All right. When you were a teenager, did you ever have any rough word exchanges where one person would say something and another one would try to come up with an even more extreme insult than the other? Sometimes the insults might be directed at saying nasty things about your mother or somebody in your family.
I always got accused of being a policeman's son. Just because you're police, your dad's police, ain't no sign you can do so and so.
Well, that game I was talking about where each one tries to go up one on the other one, is there any name for that that you can think of?
Bad mouthing, I reckon.
All right. When a new kid moves into the neighborhood, especially a young one, did he have to do anything or go through any kind of a process to get in with the crowd?
Well, he had to kind of buddy up to somebody, I reckon, to get in with the crowd or do something for, I reckon, show favor. I mean, he is willing to do, go along with the crowd and all.
But you didn't have any particular name.
No.
We've already mentioned a few games that you played when you were a youngster. But I'll ask you some specific kinds of things. Did you have any games that involved hiding?
Yeah, hiding and seek. Uh-huh. Kick the can was a hiding game.
Uh-huh.
I'll throw the can.
What about running games?
Yeah, we had running games, just run around the block, races we called them. See who could run the farthest or the quickest.
All right, and they say ring games, I assume they mean when all the kids in some way get into rings or might